In. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Still a lot of questions around this story after a New Jersey man admitted he was driving around Mercer County with pipe bombs in his car.
Jeremy Giliberti pleaded guilty to possessing destructive devices in Trenton Federal Court on Tuesday. Federal prosecutors say police stopped the 52-year-old Mount Laurel man as he was driving his green Honda Accord through Hamilton Township 1 year ago. A search of his car found four pipe bombs. Two were encased in steel pipes, and the other two were encased in cardboard tubing and duct tape. They found a fifth pipe bomb at Giliberti's home. It's not clear why he had the explosive devices. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Having secured commitments from at least 2,000 delegates, the now presumptive Democratic nominee in the race for the White House isn't wasting any time. On Tuesday, Vice President Kamala Harris kicked off her campaign with a rally in the battleground state of Wisconsin.
I am so very honored, and I pledge to you, I will spend the coming weeks continuing to unite our party so that we are ready to win in November.
Attacked Donald Trump, saying she will proudly put her record against his any day. Trump holds his first public campaign rally since Joe Biden dropped out, expected to turn his full focus now on Harris as he stops in North Carolina today. Trump has ramped up his criticism of the vice president, whom he's characterized as the same as Biden, but much more radical. The former president will host a private fundraiser at the Jersey Shore this weekend. Tickets for the event cost as much as $500,000. New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
Media and New Jersey 101.5 do not support, endorse, advocate, encourage, fund, or appeal for the election or defeat of any candidates for public office. Town Square Media, its affiliates, executives, officers, and employees, including New Jersey 101.5, does not request, suggest, invite, or encourage any of its employees to seek public office. Town Square Media and New Jersey 101.5 have implemented parameters, restrictions, and guidelines on the content of this broadcast to eliminate the broadcast of any content endorsing, supporting, encouraging, advocating, promoting, or appealing for the nomination, election, or defeat of any candidates for public office.
Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
We'll see some showers and maybe even a thunderstorm in the neighborhood through this morning until about midday today. Then our forecast trends drier this afternoon. It is really humid out there, and it'll stay that way all day. Lots of cloud cover. 70s this morning, lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy and muggy, probably staying dry. Lows in the lower 70s. And then one more unsettled day tomorrow. One more push of showers and thunderstorms during the day. Highs in the 80s will return to sunshine and lower humidity on Friday. New Jersey weather made possible by Ray Catena Auto Group. The Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event is back at Ray Catena. It's the best time of the year to take advantage of incredible offers on all in-stock models, including the all-new 2024 Lexus GX SUV. Visit Ray Catena Lexus of Monmouth and Ray Catena Lexus of Freehold.
In Scotch Plains, 73. Belmar is 74. Mays Landing, 72. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.